The sound of spring peepers in the retaining pond at Mountain Lake rises like a cheer as the water in the adjacent lake itself slowly begins to rise.
And that rock a week ago was fully exposed, the one that's in the water right now?
Jeff Burrell is a new general manager of the famous Mountain Lake Lodge.
It was fully exposed and now it's easily halfway covered. So it's come up several feet.
Every day, Burrell comes to this spot to take a photo of the water's progress.
You know, just a couple weeks ago, there was nothing there. And now you got the water starting to creep up closer to the hotel, so it's flowing.
A four-bedroom, formerly waterfront guest house known as the Newport sits next to what was once a 50-acre body of water. But as the lake, called Salt Pond, dried up, so did many of the hotel bookings.
It's coming back.
The process is working.
The process is working. We're confident that what we did to it worked.
For the restoration and reopening of the resort, geologists used sediment from the lake bed to fill holes in the porous sandstone bottom, accelerating a natural process, Burrell says, which would have taken much longer otherwise.
And we're mission-driven to connect people with the land, and that's why we're here. And the property can never be sold, so it's either we make it really successful and exciting and be able to do great things, or it's a preserved piece of real estate.
An endowment from the Moody family fortune has long protected this mountain retreat and adjacent land. Mountain Lake is a nonprofit company with a new board of directors and a new vision for the reincarnated resort.
Much more engaging activities, you know, interpretive hiking, biking, geocaching, skiing eventually. If we can figure out how to make this place hum, we hope to stay open all winter.
Inside Mountain Lake Lodge, new carpets and paint bring out the rich colors of the locally quarried stone from which the hotel was built in the 1850s.
And they brought in these artisans from Europe to build this chalet-like building. And it's built to old world standards. It's solid. They don't build them like this anymore. They just don't. You know, we took a couple of walls down in the library, but for the most part, you know, we respected the original design of the buildings.
Many weddings, proms, and family vacations took place here, and many people are familiar with the inn's large dining room, its veranda looking out to the lake. If you can't picture the room, maybe this film clip will help.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Mountain Lake Hotel is where some of the scenes for the 1980s movie Dirty Dancing were filmed. But Burrell is focused on the hotel's upcoming opening night. This weekend is the first of two dress rehearsals with guests in attendance as the new Harvest Restaurant opens here. There are already four weddings booked for this year. It's the beginning of a new act for this famous mountain retreat. I'm Robbie Harris.
Now I hate the time of my life, though I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I always